Good morning, family.
Good morning,
family. It's great to be here this morning again with you. If I didn't get a chance to meet you last night or haven't caught a meal with you yet, my name is Edrin Williams. I'm a pastor here in the Twin Cities serving the Sanctuary Covenant Church, and I'm excited to be here this week with you all. They made up a position for me. So I'm not quite the water boy, but they're calling me the conference pastor, which means I'll get to come up every now and then and lead us in times of prayer. I'll get to share a short message here in a minute. And during meal times, I want to let folks know that I'm available. I'd love to get to know as many of you as possible this week, hear your stories, hear what the Lord is doing in your ministries, and pray for you as you journey this week at Options 2016, Creating Options Together 2016. But for the next few minutes, and the clock is running, so I want to make good use of my time. I want to take a moment here at the onset of our time together. We had a powerful time together last night, didn't we? Did anybody enjoy Dr. Ra? Mark Charles? Those brothers were throwing body blows on day one. And so I want to take a few moments today to talk about something that's critically important to all of us. And that is, if you're involved in this work of justice and gospel justice, if you're serving in ministry, there's something that's critically important for us to figure out really early. And that is how to do self-care. That is how to care for ourselves so that, as Pastor Thabiti said yesterday, this is not a sprint, it is a marathon. Endurance is a critical part of this work, and we need to know what it is to take care of ourselves as we do this work. And so I want to take a few minutes just to talk about rest in the storm. How do you find rest in the storm? Self-care for justice-minded leaders. I'm going to take a chunk of what I'm talking about today from a book that I would highly recommend you add to your libraries. It's called Rest in the Storm, actually. It's from an author called Dr. Kirk Byron Jones, who is, I'm not sure why he's not more well known. He's an incredible writer and thinker and therapist, marriage and family therapist in the church. And he has written some incredible stuff that I just want to share a little bit of his work with you this morning, if that's okay. So this week we are here because we have a unique concern for two things, for the gospel and for justice. That's what has brought us to this place. That's why many of you left the comforts of your home and the sweet serenity of your own bed to come and sleep in dorm rooms. It's not because you're crazy, although some of us might be a little off, but we do that kind of stuff because we are passionate, or at least we're on some level interested in these ideas of the gospel and justice. Can I state the obvious this morning, brothers and sisters? That is that we need the gospel and we need justice because there is something wrong in our world. Cornelius Platinga, the great thinker from Calvin College, says this. When we look at the world, he says it's accurate for us to say that this world is not the way it's supposed to be. Something is wrong. Something is broken. And it's wreaking havoc on humanity and on the creation all around us. Our awareness of this brokenness, that deep conviction that this world is not the way it should be, is what brings you and I together this week, hoping that the gospel and justice presents an answer to what's broken in our world. And in his book, Rest in the Storm, Dr. Kirk Byron Jones points us first to all the things that are broken in the world, but he says there's also something else that's broken. He points us to what he calls a violence that we do not normally talk about. And that is the violence we do to ourselves when we do not take seriously this need for self-care and for rest in ministry. He quotes Thomas Merton when he says, "There is a pervasive form of contemporary violence, and that is unrelenting activism and overwork. The rush and pressure of modern life are a form, perhaps the most common form of its innate violence, to allow oneself to be carried away by multitudes of conflicting projects, too many concerns, surrendering to too many demands, to commit oneself to too many projects, to want to be everything to everybody is to succumb to violence. And that violence is the most dangerous kind of violence because it neutralizes our work for peace. It destroys our inner capacity for peace. It destroys the fullness of our own work. And because it kills this inner wisdom we have, our work cannot be fruitful when we are not rested and cared for. And so what does Dr. Jones suggest, and what am I suggesting to you all today? He says very simply that we need to get to the back of the boat. Get to the back of the boat. He points us to Mark chapter 4, verse 35. I want to read that very quickly for us this morning, just to give you a sense of what he's talking about. Here's the word of the Lord. On that day, when evening had come, he, being Jesus, said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in a boat just as he was. Other boats were there with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. Usually when pastors preach that text, we go straight to the part where Jesus wakes up and speaks to the storm. And that's an important part of the story. But for you and I this week, I think the part that's important for us to realize is that Jesus, after a long day of ministry, got onto the boat with his disciples, and he went to the back of the boat, and he went to sleep. We always quote that Jesus wept, but Jesus also slept. And so this week, my hope for you is that you would find a way to get to the back of the boat. Practically, getting to the back of the boat is a way of slowing down. It is breaking from this activism of life, this constant perpetual activism, and this rigor of ministry. It is finding a time to be centered, to be steady, to process. Getting to the back of the boat is pursuing margin. Breathing room, allowing ourselves to enter back into the work of the gospel refreshed. Friends, this week, my prayer for you is that you would get to the back of the boat. Practically, here are four suggestions of what that could look like for you. One, acknowledge and accept that you need to get to the back of the boat. Push aside the addiction that we have to adrenaline, to affirmation and achievement, and say, it's important for me to find time for rest and self-care. So first, acknowledge and accept that we need to get to the back of the boat. The second one is the hardest one on this list. It is learning to say no. Can you say that with me? No. Let's try it one more time. One, two, three. No. That word in the Greek means no. As pastors, as leaders, as servants, give yourself permission to say no. The third thing is simply this: unplug and slow down. On our afternoon panel yesterday, Aaron pointed out the fact that with the 24-hour news cycle and the craziness that is social media, those of us who are called to justice work can sometimes feel there is no dull moment. There is always another hashtag. In fact, since we've been here this week, there have been two more deaths of young black women at the hands of police. Too many names. And if we're not careful, we will suffocate under the weight of that work. So sometimes we need to learn to unplug and slow down and relieve ourselves of the pressure to jump into the melee. Sometimes you just have to let your family members be crazy and sound dumb. You don't have to correct them. Unplug and slow down. And the last one, number four, is simply this. It's the holiest of all these. Get some sleep. This week, We have a lot of incredible speakers here and some incredible voices that you want to hear and you want to be a part of every single session. Perhaps the most holy thing you can do this week at Creating Options Together is to go take a nap. Amen. Not when I'm speaking, when somebody else is speaking, of course. Go take a nap. Our desire is not that you would only be inspired this week, but that you would go home refreshed and able to run this long race that we're in together. And so my hope is, brothers and sisters, that you would find rest in the storm. Amen.